Corey, offensively speaking, a game where turnovers were costly. How did you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. We, you know, started off hot. We got into the red zone two or three times and turned the ball over twice. But you know, I mean, isn't the way we wanted to go out. But I think we had a lot of guys out there that. Myself, Lane, Dave, Lucas, playing with one arm. Just speaking from the offensive line and Justin, we're all battling, you know, out there, you know, banged up and stuff and not, you know, fighting through it. And that's from our offensive line. I mean, that's what you want. And we didn't play how we wanted to. We didn't finish how we wanted to. But I guess if you're going to take a good takeaway, that's one.
Corey, how will you look back on the 2017 season? It was a different one from what you're used to. How are you going to look back on this one?
I think that when we look back on it, you know, I think we did. Coach McCarthy said it too. Some of the wins that we had, especially with Brett in there, were almost more gratifying than usual because they, you know, we fought tooth and nail, clawed it out, and. Season didn't go the way we wanted to, but you know, we got to learn from it. There's so much to learn from. There's so many things that opportunities to grow from, and that's what we have to do.
Corey, congratulations on your extension. Can you talk about remaining a Green Bay Packer and what that means to you?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, obviously, I think this is an amazing place. I was unbelievably fortunate to get drafted here, and for them to. Financially invest in me over the next 3 years. That means a lot to me. Obviously, you know, I have to hold up my end of the bargain and compete and get better and grow as a player, which I expect to do. But just that, you know, that investment in me, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to three good seasons.